Welcome. Today, we're discussing the fascinating world of vibe coding.
Vibe coding? Sounds groovy. But what exactly is it?
Well, think of it as coding with the help of AI. You describe what you want, and the AI generates the code. It's like having a coding buddy who's also a mind reader.
So, less typing, more vibing.
Exactly. And it's taking off. Andre Karpathy, the guy who popularized the term, envisions coding through voice commands. Imagine talking your code into existence.
Whoa, so like Star Trek replicators, but for code?
Kind of. And some developers are fully embracing it, like Peter Levels, creator of the FlyPeter game. He's making bank with this game, almost $1 million a month from sponsorships.
Seriously? He built a whole game using vibe coding? That's insane!
Not just built it, he added features like a working cockpit HUD, practically in one shot using AI. It's mind-blowing.
So, what tools are people using for this vibe coding magic?
Lots. Cursor, Claude, Replit Agent, even Midjourney for graphics. There's a whole ecosystem popping up.
Okay, color me intrigued, but isn't there pushback against this whole thing?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of experienced developers see it as a shortcut, a way to build things without proper skills. There's even a bit of a feud brewing between Peter Levels and Jonathan Blow about it.
A feud? Spill the tea.
Well, Blow argues that AI-generated code isn't nearly as sophisticated as what a seasoned programmer can create. And Levels counters that it opens up new creative avenues. It's a classic old guard versus new wave scenario.
I see. Like when digital cameras first came out and professional photographers scoffed at them.
Precisely. And just like digital cameras democratized photography, vibe coding could democratize software development.
So you're saying anyone could become a game developer?
Potentially. Think about it. Kids, students, anyone with an idea could bring it to life. The biggest hurdles right now are things like server management and deployment. But even those are getting easier thanks to AI.
But won't this devalue the work of professional developers?
I don't think so. Just like professional photographers still exist, expert coders will still be in demand. But it will open doors for a new generation of creators. And just maybe, make software a whole lot more accessible and affordable for everyone.
Wow, this is exciting stuff. Where can our listeners learn more?
Check out the show notes for a link to some awesome resources. And be sure to subscribe for more fascinating discussions about the future of coding. Thanks for listening, everyone, and catch you next time.
Goodbye.